Glory to Jesus Christ. It's very important to remind ourselves one thing, that God created us according to his image and likeness. He created us as beautiful beings with huge potential. And this potential is to be like he is. This gift he wants to give us. So our position, I would say, we are thinking about paradise in the beginning of book Genesis. Even better thing we can expect for our life. And true is that we don't taste this beauty which God gave us when he created us. We don't taste this sweetness of this life because sin, because bad passions came to our heart and mind through this corrupted world. And we are not able to see correctly. And we are like blind. And we don't live this beautiful life we should live. And we can see, and in this story we just heard from Gospel, we can see this contrast. We can see that what can lead this living outside of other human beings is this picture, this image of how passions and sin can damage our glory, which was given by God to us. And we see clearly through this story even what is the role of Christ. He came to this world to heal us, to give us this possibility to become beautiful again, to get back this God's glory which was offered to us as a gift. And he makes this poor human being, which was, he was like really in poor condition, he makes him whole. He returns back this human dignity and this glory back to his life. And this is what God does to us. This is the reason why Christ came to this world, to heal us from sin, to make us whole again, and through his grace to prepare us for receiving even bigger glory in heaven. And this good news of the gospel and this news we can hear in all time in the church. If you come here to listen to something else, this is not place for different words. This is central message of gospel, that Christ came on this earth, maybe can become gods. He came to save us, to make us whole and beautiful again. And this is what he offers us. And this is what we should try to obtain, to receive, to accept from his hands. But we have to be aware, because this story in the gospel goes further and we can see reaction of other people who came to see that miracle, who came and they saw this power of God, which was so visible in healing of that man. They saw power of God which is able to transform human life. They saw that. They understood this miracle. But probably there were many who in their heart thought, well, it is great, I want this in my heart. This changed my heart too. I want the same miracle to be performed in my life. But then they looked on these swines, which were gone, and they put on the scale this perspective of wholeness, beautiful life, healing, and this material possession. And they decided not to put their lives to risk. They didn't want to risk something, to lose something. And that, because of that, they asked Jesus to leave. They asked him to leave because they were afraid of they can lose something. But this mechanism of spiritual life, of the law of the spiritual life, is that we are supposed to lose. Christ says us, if you want to have life, real life, you have to lose your life. What does it mean? He doesn't want us to die physically, but he wants us to kill this our old life, which is filled, and it was made or it was created through all these sins, passions, bad habits, disobedience. He said, die to this life. Die to this, lose this old life. May I can give you new life. And now we have to understand this because it's sometimes it doesn't make sense. How can I die to myself? So if we read these wonderful, great teachers of spiritual life, for example, like Saint John Climacus, or Saint Ephrem the Syrian, or Isaac the Syrian, or Saint Cassian, wonderful teachers who gave us their own experience how to come to holiness, how to come to this deep unity with God. All of them, they start with one thing. They say, you have to detach from the world. If you want to come to this unity and presence of God, you have to detach yourself from the world. Because if you are filled with this world, there is no place for God there. And we can feel that, we can confirm that how many times we meet people who are full of world, who are full of their own ideas, own understanding, know how this life should be. And you can talk to them about God, about spiritual life, and they're like deaf. They don't understand. They are not open to this because if we are full of world, it's impossible for this God's understanding of God, which comes from above, to come to our heart. There is no place for that. And yes, if we want to create this understanding which comes from above, not through our intellect, not through our mind, not through our, because we are smart, educated, or whatever, we will not able to get from ourselves, from our intellect and mind, education, this wisdom which comes from above. Only when we open ourselves to God and we start to beg for this grace, and we are able to do this when we make our life simpler and we remove world from our hearts. We cannot avoid this if we want to enter to this great intimacy with God. There is no other way. Gospel doesn't offer us different way. Saints who lived their life in sainthood, they don't offer us different way. There is no some kind of shortcut. And just this desire for heaven without our work to come closer to God is not enough for entering to relationship with God. Yes, we can have this illusion. We can have this illusion that we say, well, I believe in God, so I'm all right. We can have this illusion, but this illusion will not help us. Because we can hear what Christ says us. He leads us through his words, through his commandments, to the place when we can meet him and where we are healed and made whole, and when in the moment when this moment when this beauty which was given to us during our creation returns back to us. But without losing world, without losing this old life, without making this step with courage towards him, we will not get to that place where Christ can heal us. If our body has some kind of pain, when we feel not comfortable, we ran to see a doctor. And we want to be healed because we see that our life is not comfortable. But we should do the same. We should do the same when we see and feel these effects of sin, effects of bad passions, effects of bad habits in our life. We should run immediately to meet Christ. So let's be thankful today for this gift of life God gave us. Let's be thankful that he chose us to live. Be thankful for all these gifts he gave us and he wants to give us. And may these thanks lead us to meditation. How can I get closer to him? What can die in my own life today? May God have more space in my soul. How can I be open more to God to be healed, to be saved, and to have really strong hope for this wonderful life which is partaking on God's nature? Amen.